it's getting really busy over there on the floor as bills are coming in and amendments are being voted on. But I actually want to go back to last Friday because we haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since the Texas Supreme Court said they're not going to review the Edwards Aquifer case.
Absolutely.
And now one more time, this is the whole idea of a landowner and what they can do with their water in their municipalities, big cities that are needing water. Goes back to right of capture, of course, and landowners' rights. So give me your thoughts on the fact that the Supreme Court decided not to review that case.
You know, that's very interesting. The Supreme Court, you know, did not take a ruling, so they left it to the Fourth Court of Appeals that ruled in favor of the Braggs that determined that the Edwards Aquifer Authority's pumping regulations had constituted a taking under the Constitution and clarified the landowner's right to a fair share, which is good for landowners. But, you know, I think it still leaves a little room for some litigation in the future and makes what we do here in the House and the Natural Resource Committee even more important every day. And we passed a few bills this week having to do with water and a grid and looking at all these options that we have in the future. And, you know, it's the interim studies because, like you said, we're at the busy part of session. So for any other water legislation to get through, it's going to be tough. There is a vehicle, HB 200, that will give us some opportunities. But those still have to go over to the Senate, and we'll see what comes out of the natural resources on that side. But today, the Supreme Court not hearing that case, you know, I'm just sticking to the landowner's right to a fair share is the key issue.
Well, then, now help me. Is the Brazos-Robertson Water Group the only one that is within your legislative district that you deal with?
No, McLennan County has a standalone. Okay. You know, the bigger issue for my district is Limestone and Falls are not a part of one. And you could argue they don't have a whole lot of water either. So, you know, those are going to be two counties that I'm focused on to make sure they have plenty of water in the future. And obviously we saw Groesbeck in the drought in 11 that was, you know, about 40 days away from not having any water. So we're blessed with some good rains. Of course, you look at the drought, and then you look at Lubbock today underwater. And, you know, my prayers go out to those folks up there. Representative Burroughs left late last night to go assess that situation.
Yeah, it is. It's odd. Obviously, we have gotten some heavy rains here and more than we normally get here in the first 5 months of the year. But now, just to dive out here and talk about that for a minute, generally the battle seems to be a landowner wanting to maintain their water rights so that the San Antonios and Houstons and Austins of the world can't use that water for their own purposes. But what does happen to those farmers? I mean, dry land farmers who need that water as well, and yet they're not member of a water co-op. What are the solutions for that, those kind of farmers?
And that's what I think this all boils down to is fair share. Landowners have a right to that water, whether that's putting on a crop or, you know, is that an option for them to move that water one day? And that's what we need to be focused on and seeing where we are, but we need to protect that private property, rural water right is at first, and let the farmer or the individual that owns that property have that their fair share of the water and then do what they need to with it.
Sure. Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. Boy, one thing that caught my eye that happened, I guess, 2 days ago, voting out of committee that I guess coming to the floor will be the proposal to legalize marijuana in Texas. I'd like to get your thoughts. That's Representative Simpson from Longview with that.
Yeah, very interesting change of events there from Representative Simpson. You know, all my folks, there's no movement on this side or from this office or anywhere I've talked to about legalizing marijuana. Anything we can do there, you know, seems would be detrimental. My sheriffs are adamant against it. So, you know, I don't expect it to see the floor, but if it does, look forward to some interesting floor debate.
Sure. Any bills that you had out that we had action on this week or any committee action you want to tell us about?
The only thing I can tell you is we finally got that ammonium nitrate bill, 942, across the line to improve safety standards and the storage of ammonium nitrate, and it's over in the Senate. And I spent a good deal of time on the Senate floor yesterday with Senator Birdwell, making sure he's ready to go and we can get that to the governor's desk.
Let's talk about 1903 that was defeated yesterday. Can you tell us how you voted on that?
I stuck with my good friend John Rainey. You know, we've got some issues there, and there's a lot of students and a lot of being taken care of and educated in Bryan, and, you know, they've got some insufficient services. Some of that money needs to stay there. They're sending a lot of money to Brenham. You know, the mood of the House swung in favor of you know, being concerned about community colleges across the board. This bill was bracketed just for Brazos in Washington County, but there was a little fear there, and so it went down pretty handedly. But I hope it sent a message, and, you know, we can start working together and we can adequately take care of those students in Brazos County, and Blinn will realize that, you know, that is a very important part of their campus and they need to focus on it.
Sure, certainly understand that. Finally, I'm asking all the state elected officials I talked to this week their reaction to the American Phoenix Foundation telling us that they've got 800 hours of audio and or video of elected members and lobbyists and other individuals in Austin. What's the hall talk that you're hearing on that?
Well, we had of course, they popped up last week, and you're trying to figure out how you can ascertain 800 hours. When did they start? You know, we've only heard of them or known about them for a couple days, weeks. The DPS has taken this into hands. There's a hearing last night. The Rangers are involved, and, you know, I have not seen these folks, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I've not been openly approached, so I am confident DPS and the Capitol will handle this situation.
It's something, that's for sure. Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Kyle.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, see you. Bye.